And for this week's musical sesh here on the Community Campfire, I'm joined by my co-host, John Burdick.
Hello, Mitch.
And we are very excited to welcome back a little local legend here. We have Chris Lager on the line with us. Chris, hey, how's it going?
I love it. I'm a local legend everywhere I go. Living life in the small town. I love it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Really glad to have you back on the show here. We wanted to just have you reintroduce yourself. Just give them a little taste of who Chris Lager is and your band.
You know, I'm a big believer in people getting together and having fun and just being free to dance and sing. And I'm still trying to put my thumb on that scale every day. And I really believe that that's a big part of keeping civility and peace and expanding the human spirit is people singing and dancing. That's my main religion.
All right.
So come and join me in a quest to lift our spirits.
We are excited that you came back to the show today, and you've been on tour. Tell our listeners a little bit about where you've been.
I've been doing a lot of mountain stuff. This is my fourth trip to the mountains in 2026, so that if that's any indication. This time I'm flying in, which is nice, saving, you know, 2 days of windshield time.
Yep.
I'm an artist based out of Omaha, Nebraska. Been doing it for 27 years, just independently, and the gatekeepers are trying to make me not in the house, but, you know, I'm still posting up a campfire outside the gates, you know, just hanging.
Yeah, you were in Omaha, and you've been touring around. You don't subscribe to genres, remembering from last time you were on. Yeah, you just don't want to be boxed in by a label, and you just love music and rhythm and melodies, making people feel good. And we're really happy that you're coming back to Park City. Can you tell us a little bit about your show that you have coming up tomorrow on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing Canyons. It's a beautiful spot. This is like my fourth or fifth time playing that venue. And like I said, I'm flying in, so I'm recruiting a couple Salt Lake City cats. Eric Stoy on drums, who's a fantastic, highly in-demand Salt Lake City drummer. And then Gordon Greenwood on bass, who has been traveling around playing guitar for Vanessa Collier and Tony Holiday. They both do gigs with Tony Holiday. In fact, I met them through Tony Holiday. They're just great players, so I'm looking forward to just playing music with them again. We've done quite a few shows together now, so we know each other well, and we got a good chemistry. So it's going to be fun. I've been writing a ton, and yeah, I'm just excited to hit the stage and play for people.
So you're in town at the Canyons. What are you going to be playing? You got any new albums or anything coming out?
Man, I don't even like to admit I'm due for a single or something. I'm in kind of an existential crisis with that. I feel like I'm on the way out. Like, I feel like I'm rebirthing and I'm ready to drop a ton of stuff because I've just been writing nonstop. So I don't have anything like new. Black Dirt Troubadour is my latest release, and that's, you know, even getting some time on it. And I've been doing a lot of singles, so like Sonic Revelry is one of my newest singles on streaming services, and that's a fun one. I produced that myself and played all the instruments, so that was a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, we have the entire album for Black Dirt Troubadour, so we can take a break here and have our listeners hear a little bit about what tunes you're going to be putting out there. What do you want to have us play here first?
I mean, The Little Things is one of my favorites. It was written about my kids, and I wrote it right when COVID started and the pandemic hit, and then, you know, all our big dreams got put on hold, and we were back down to The Little Things, which ended up being the big things, you know, so that's the premise of the tune.
If you're just joining us, we're sitting down with Chris Lager back here on the Community Campfire for this week's musical sesh. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Heck yeah. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, how old are your little things now?
7, 10, and 14. They're getting big.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right.
Any of them got that musical bug?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got it. And they got good rhythm, too, which is always fun.
Nice.
So they'll jump on drum kit. They love the drum kit, which is, you know, often a lot of people's introduction to, you know, banging on stuff.
Yep.
My boy's got a really good rhythm. especially for being seven. And then my 14-year-old, she holds it down for me every once in a while, too. So and my 10-year-old's playing piano and guitar, too. So
you're rubbing off on them. Who knows? It could be the Chris Lager family band after a while, right?
I would love that, honestly. It's about time, you know, they pay their own way. Like,
all right.
They can really earn their keep.
That's funny, man. So you've been on tour this year for a minute. You've been going to a bunch of different mountain towns. Are there any memorable moments that have been kind of sticking out during the tour?
You know, just how many friends I've made and accumulated over the years is really astonishing. And I forget. I get like all these things just pop up and just they're synchronistic things that make me feel like I'm on the right path. And, you know, that I hold on to those things because, you know, in a world where, like I said, the big things are always, we're always chasing in some regard because, you know, I think that's just our culture. We like to work. So we pride ourselves on working. And a lot of the fruits of my labor is these relationships, and it's nice to see people. And it's fun to skim the surface and bounce. But at the same time, I really know these people on a deep level, and I got tons of friends that I love seeing. And especially in the mountains, like I got ski buddies. And I didn't grow up skiing. I just fell in love with skiing in my 30s when I was hitting all these resorts. I've really just enjoyed the relationships. That's what keeps me going, honestly.
So you talk about coming to the mountains. What would you say is the difference of playing up in the mountains versus, say, playing back in Omaha or across the flat plains there in Nebraska?
I mean, I love Nebraska, and it's my home. But, you know, the mountains are a little more flowy, you know, a little bit more tuned in, I think, just to energies and flows and free spirits and mountains and stuff. So, like, and Nebraska's got their hippies, too, and their cowboys. And, like, we got a whole scene down here, too. But it's different. You know, I don't know if it's the elevation or what, but it's different.
Do you remember the first time that you ever played in Park City? Can you harken back to that moment?
I feel like it was with Andy Frasco. I was on the road with Andy Frasco. I think we played the Spur, and it was during Sundance. And I remember Luke Wilson was there, and I ended up having a little conversation with Luke Wilson at the end of the bar. And he's like, "You guys are good." And I'm like, "Thanks, man." You know, kind of one of those things. Yeah, I think that was my first Park City experience.
We're excited to have you back here, and that's going to be tomorrow over at the Canyons. At what time?
3 to 5. My contract says 3 to 5, but I've heard 3 to 6 too. So
I mean, I don't think they're gonna kick you off the stage there. If you're grooving and having some fun, they're not gonna turn off the power or anything like that.
We ended up picking up a gig at Hog Wallows in Salt Lake City
Saturday night.
Yes, we're gonna hightail it there.
Nice, man. It's gonna be a busy day. Well, I think that maybe one more question just for fun. What's your favorite on-the-road meal?
Well, immediately I think of my friend Carlin out in Illinois, who she pulls from her garden and has this amazing homegrown tomato sauce. So when I run across little gems like that, you know, I got friends on the road that are great cooks, too. You know, there's those folks that it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to Mama Donna's. We're going to get nice Italian home cooking tonight. You know, like that's what happens when we're in Huntsville, Utah. And so, you know, there's all those little places like that. Those are my favorites. And then, of course, we got our staples on the road, too. Almost every city we know, the late night spot. Or I get real excited when I go to New Orleans and I get some real Cajun food. I get excited about that. Or anytime I get seafood, like crab and lobster, I love all that stuff, too. So I don't know. That's an indirect answer. But
No, it's a good answer. It's making me hungry, that's for sure. All right, we're going to close out the show with some music. What song should we close out the community campfire today? What's got the best story behind you writing it?
There Ain't Nothing That Can Get In My Way is another popular one. We play that at a lot of shows. When I first wrote it, I called it Sunny Day Soldier 2.0 because Sunny Day Soldier is one of our most popular songs. Like Frasco did a cover of it, and Corey Montgomery does a cover of it, and a bunch of folks. So it's got that same like soul shuffle, and it's also like a pandemic tune as well. It's just another one of those things where if you can pull your scope out enough to realize that it's your decision to feel and act the way you want to act, that's what this song's about, just trying to stir up that power of writing your own story. Yeah, there ain't nothing that can get in my way. awesome. Other than myself.
Fire. Chris, thanks for stopping by here on the show today.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you very much.
We look forward to sitting down with you the next time you come in town.
Come up, say hi if you make it out to the show.
All right, we'll do.
And we did find out this morning that Chris Lager has postponed those concerts, so he will not be at the Canyons tomorrow.